Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I believe the CP3 injury, as I said last night many times, that will cost them game six automatically. They would have beat him with him. They're going to beat him with him or without him. But without him, I give them, no chance in that game on Saturday night. And then I believe if he's playing at 60, let's say 70% tops, because there's no way that guy's playing healthy with that hamstring. That's all a lie. He'll be shot up, whatever they do, tore it all. I don't know what they're going to do, but speaking of shot up, Mafia, I got shot up tonight twice, once in each foot. But I think they'll tore it all and whatever they're allowed to do to get him out there to play in that game. When is it? Monday night? In Houston. I'm telling you, that's the key to that series. I believe that injury could cost them this series and that Golden State can win the last two games. I want to know what Carver High and Mafia think there right now. What do you think? Can that injury kill them? Because I believe the Kevin Love injury as well could come back to haunt them on the road on Sunday in Boston, right? So Sunday in Boston, if Kevin Love's has a concussion and isn't playing, I give them no chance in that game. Boston will win.
I mean, I'm not giving them a whole lot of chance as it is with how bad they played on the road, the rest of the supporting cast. But as far as the other guys on the team besides LeBron, Love is the only one who's shown up in Boston. So that'll be huge. If he's not there, they're dead in the water.
Carver High, what do you think of both of those CP3 and Love and the effect of what it'll be on game sixes and sevens?
I think the Warriors would have won game six and seven even if Paul was playing healthy. So all this does is make it even better.
Okay, so you like Golden State even if he's healthy.
He could have not gotten hurt last night.
But you believe that with him injured and playing at like 60 or 70% that they're in big trouble.
They could win by 15 to 20 tomorrow night.
And then what about on Monday night?
They will win in Houston.
Because of that injury or just because?
Well, I think they'll win just because. If he was 100%, I think they'd win the game. But this is going to make it even easier for
them. They were really in that game last night. They could have won that game. They started missing shots, and Durant missed. He didn't take good shots.
They executed so poorly in the last 5 minutes of both of the last two games. Here's what's going to happen Monday night. This dude's going to try to play, right? And he's going to be all shot up, whatever. And he's going to be running around after Steph Curry. And he's going to either A, make it worse, B, not be able to do it. It's just going to be a disaster for them, and the Warriors are going
to
win.
He won't be able to guard anybody with that hamstring. You know the deal, Mafia. If you have a torn, popped, or tweaked hamstring, you are on gingerbread, son.
Even if you just have a sore hamstring, it's hard to get around
right.
And move. You know, the lateral movement.
Just
the back and forth.
A tight hamstring, you're screwed.
Yeah.
You can't move laterally.
No, not at all.
And you have no burst, right? You got no burst step to the hole. You know, like that first quick burst step.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.